Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've come to the show Edge of Truth. My name is Will Gable, along with Sharon Quinn. We're happy to have all of you with us again here today on the Edge of Truth. Our guest call-in number is 619-789-4304, 619-789-4304. And we also have our chat room open. You can bring your ideas, opinions, and questions there also. I'll be watching that the whole show. So again, guest call in 619-789-4304. So today we wanted to get off into another really relevant arena here that can help you get a better understanding of potentially what you're doing here. What is your soul purpose? What are you here for? A lot of people are very confused about this. And we wanted to get into astrology helps you with your spirituality, understanding of purpose and existence. And so looking at it in that respect, we're coming at astrology as a more of a universal language, not just an earth language here, even though it's very relevant to living here on earth, since we live in a unlimited universe that we really in lots of ways don't understand. So in a sense, if you can have a better sense of yourself and your purpose here, which is what certain aspects of astrology help you to get for yourself, that's going to make your existence here a lot less stressful. You can find a groove for yourself, a flow for yourself that is makes meaning for you, to you personally. Anyway, Sharon, how are you today?
I'm quite well. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, as always, to the Edge of Truth. The Edge of Truth focuses primarily on what matters. Because basically, we have the idea of life. And then we have that the world of our spirit self,
our eternal self, which is who we are. And what we have discovered are many different ways
in which we can relate to better understand
the reason we were even alive in the first place. It's that question that haunts us, and it comes from the spirit and soul level. Astrology speaks first and foremost, most strongly to that purpose. That is your soul purpose.
That is the reason
the divine God, even has created you into existence in life in the first place. There are many beliefs and many levels of confusion about that.
And
for the most part, people are living and trying to figure all that out
with this
big, huge void standing between them and the Creator.
Well, the
astrology is from a self-hypnosis perspective, which is pretty much recognizes that
everything
of God's creation has the intelligence of the Creator within it. And the divine always has a purpose.
The divine
is not willy-nilly,
lackadaisical.
The divine is pure intelligence, highly loving and organized. And everything is created to be in harmony.
That means
everything gets along.
Everything
fits together. Everything is equally loved. Everything has a purpose. And it all sits together in this perfected, beautiful
reality
that is the divine creation. Yet when we look out into the world, we could say we see things that tell us that this beautiful creation of God is magnificent. And then we look and we see humanity suffering and poverty and in pain and all this other stuff, seeking for things that are all life-oriented, that serve us like life is the important platform. But it isn't.
And that's why there's all this confusion. And that's why there's all this pain and suffering. Because life itself is limited. Life itself is a function of the mind.
And the mind is very self-oriented.
Me. It doesn't see well beyond itself. When, for example, when the wonderful teacher Jesus was here and speaking, he wanted us to understand our unification,
how we were one, and that our purposes
would be better seen and understood when we came to comprehend and really came to have peace with
who we are.
And that is spirits who are all one. We're like a diamond. And we're all facets of this amazing, beautiful diamond
that is defined by God, expressing this light.
So we all have a brilliance. And that's what the strategy is about, connecting you to your specific brilliance that you're tuned into
this given lifetime.
When you talk to read astrology, messages to you
through the very narrow filter of light. Get out of life. What's my job here? You know,
tell me if I'm going to have any kids. You know, who's my next friend coming down the pike or
whatever.
Okay.
We are now
looking at the tiniest, puniest thing that we could possibly look at.
And
it is not as trustworthy as the information when we are looking at how do I get closer to God, my Creator? How do I become resonant and mutually vibrating with the divine so that I'm tangling through life freely and joyfully
rather than
striving and struggling and seeking kind of life? The difference there is in which way you're looking at your purpose. So implied in what I just said is there are two purposes, right? There's a life purpose,
which is kind of me,
and it's a lot of heady aspects. And it is prone to a striving, suffering paradigm because it is ego-based and because it is a separation consciousness.
It wants to see the authority as life,
which is separation,
and not one
with the divine, where we are all facets of the diamond. Okay, as facets of the diamond,
we are
unified
in the beauty and the freedom and the love and the abundance of our creation.
Which means our need, the way in which we fulfill our needs, living on earth, become divinely inspired and guided, rather than so guided.
So how does this relate to astrology?
Well, when we look at astrology, we are looking at it through ultimately two different filters. One is we're looking and saying to the divine intelligence and
our brethren
in the sky,
stars that are
aspect of the intelligence divine, that are arranged in a way
that when you understand
the symbol language of the divine, you realize it's hiding to say how you get back into this beautiful relationship with the divine.
That's the first foremost
and most powerful
message
astrology holds for you.
The lesser
is trying to interpret it through a much darker filter that only looks at life
and tries to see things in terms of getting it.
What do you think? Did I leave anything major out in the description or?
Well, that was really a really good description. To get you know, some semblance of how to use astrology and everything, we kind of got to look at it as we're here. We're looking at our existence somewhat in a finite perspective. We don't necessarily know everything about what we're headed for or anything. But if we look at the vaster viewpoint here, what Sharon was talking about in a spiritual context, let's just talk about the planets, and we're going to talk about them in general here. They're a vibrational resonance. They're kind of a way that the spirit of the cosmos has been able to help us come together in a vibrational concentration, we'll call it, which is what, you know, body, mind, spirit combination here on Earth, so that we can exist and fulfill our purpose here. So in that sense, if you look at the planets and their relationships to each other, to us, they're all in a different vibrational resonance. I don't want to get too far off into this, but that's another way of looking at here, coming from the infinite to the finite. Okay, we're in the solar system. There's different rings of applications of the planetary movements. Some move faster than the other because they're closer to the sun. And the sun being our core, if you say like you're a Leo or a Cancer, we got a lady online right now, she's a Cancer. Okay, so all these have different meanings, and until you can put together the language of the divine through this art, because it is an art, it's been in every culture on the planet for thousands of years. It's just talked about a little differently. It's based in the mathematics of the infinite.
Which means it's a sacred science. It's the sacred science aspect of the astrology aspect of the stars, which is the physical reality of the stars in this particular universe.
So when we do a chart, this is all pretty easy now. I used to do them by hand 40 years ago. You have to do logarithms, longitude, latitude, place of birth, time, everything has to be done through a logarithmic table of calculations. So right there, this takes it out of everybody's little woo-woo idea of what astrology is, because they don't understand it, because a lot of it's been filtered through the daily newspaper BS that people read from day to day, and then they don't really know what they found out, anything about themselves personally, because they can't. It's a personal relationship with the divine through the energetic understanding and vibrational understanding of what this synchronistic universe is trying to tell you personally, because it's all about that. It's about that synchronistic understanding of what you're doing here and getting all the confusion out that you don't need, so that you can see clearly. And this is kind of what Sharon is doing in self-gnosis.
And you see, what you need to see most clearly is who you are spiritually at the spirit level. If you're engaged in spirit life as some kind of ritual where you pray and worship the divine, you're not tangling with the divine. There's nothing intimate in that. That's very separate. That's very distant. And that means there's a lot of gap in there. And what's filling that gap is your ego mind, is your mind itself, which is not seeing the divine as the essence of who you are, but seeing the divine as over there trying to pull, and you're hoping to get pulled back into relationship with the divine. Well, the stars being an uninterrupted intelligence of the divine are speaking mathematically in the skies, as Will was just explaining to you very gently. Are giving, if There are people who have deep study who see and understand this intelligence and realize giving us a map.
And depending on the time and place in which your birth, which are relating to mathematical aspects in that equation he was talking about, start to demonstrate and be signaling some very specific information to you that would, when if you understood it properly,
would help
you re-engage that divine relationship with the greatest of needs.
However, when it's diluted and distorted and turned into more woo-woo magic, like well-listening, where it's less about the science, the sacred science, and it's become more about looking at stripping down
amazing intelligence to just look at the petty
aspects of life, we really miss the most important information the divine is putting before you for your heart and soul, with the hand reaching out to you that specifically asks you to rest in that hand and look at the different ways that
you are most prepared to respond to the divine. And that's a beautiful thing. And it's the most powerful way
ever
But that's a very good understanding there of what we're really talking about here. Once we can get it out of the context of misunderstanding, which is what society does with a lot of these esoteric sciences, just a little bit in the history, astronomy and astrology back in Kepler's days, and a couple of these Archimedes and all these, they were considered the same. Okay, they fed each other. So in looking at it that way, they've been split. Now we have astronomy and astrology, which is fine, but back then there was really not much difference. So looking at it that way, then we're getting it more into it was an art, it was a science, taken very seriously. And once you get to looking at a person's chart, you can really see where their soul patterning has come in to do certain things. And this helps the person gain more inner information, inner connection with their spirit and the spirit of life, instead of just wandering around on this earth platform and not having a clue to a certain degree, and just being kicked around in this conditioned environment of expectations that you don't even understand.
Floating around in life like a big tumbleweed. Well, the divine loves us so much, loves every aspect of itself equally, that being blind like that is definitely never meant to be. That's one reason why when people are looking at astrology, they often call it a map, a roadmap for you in a life. So it gives you, when you're looking at this properly in its most powerful form, as a sacred science delivering that most powerful message to you that's really very intimate for you, very specific, you'll see things like what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, where you have the strongest momentums, where it's easiest for you to continue to be moving along, to continue to grow and mature and refine yourself and come closer and closer to that reunion with your higher self, which is you and the divine. For example, we have a caller who we'll be talking to very shortly. They are cancer.
So what is cancer tell us?
That tells us that this caller on the line is a very sensitive person, very family-oriented, and relationships are very important to a person,
such as
a cancer
person.
So what does that mean? That's just saying that she can probably be relating and going, did I know that about myself? And do I know that about myself? And this person will probably discover that some of the most powerful ways in which you will find growth is through relationships and people that you'll draw in a family kind of way. Is that correct, Will? Or?
Yes. Can we want to bring her in on this now?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Tasha. Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. What I did was I went ahead and got my ephemeris out to find out a general idea of your planetary placements.
Okay.
And since you are a Cancer with a Cancer rising, what Sharon was talking about there in a very general sense of the family internal connections,
yeah,
with the more familiar aspects of, like, I can hear that in your voice. And so that's very important to you, and that's the way people see you, because it's your rising sign. They see this personality that's very loving, caring, wants to be very involved in that aspect of existence, where some people aren't. They're just not. So that's fine. Your soul came in to do that expression. It's kind of got a double thing here with Cancer rising and the Cancer sun. So
Will, while that's the positive side of the strength of Cancer, let's say a Cancer person gets deeply wounded, has a very difficult life. How does that then, what would be the weakness of Cancer that somebody might be experiencing that they know needs to be healed?
Well, potentially, I'm saying this about Tasha, I'm just saying potentially in that sense, because they are very, very sensitive people. I have several Cancer friends.
Yeah.
And they can be hurt very easily. They're actually very deep people. Okay, they're very deep internal person, emotional, have this need to connect very deeply with people. And so when you do get into some of this, say being hurt, you'll go back, and this is just the astrological symbol here. The Cancer goes back into its shell. Its symbol for it is the crab. Okay,
yeah.
So that they'll pull back into their shell, and then they'll kind of get too, averse to maybe being out there the way they would like to be, and maybe the way they were before, but now, if they've been hurt, they're really pulled back. So part of this is they've got to be able to resolve any of these hurts that might have come along in life, because everybody's not real sensitive to everybody else's feelings, obviously. And so at least for the Cancer risings and the sun, that's probably kind of got a double whammy there potentially. Doesn't mean it's going to be a generic interpretation by any means.
Well, what we're talking about was the strengths and the weaknesses, so that somebody is always looking at their unique, what they're balancing in their life, so they can see where they can put more attention for their growth, for their happiness, for their joy. So in what you were talking about there, Cancer would be somebody who's really working on gaining a strong momentum, for example, with resiliency.
So that they don't have to recoil,
so that they can still be sensitive and protective,
but without having to withdraw. Correct?
Very good. Well, I'm looking at your planetary placements here, Tasha, and they're going to be, I can get a pretty good idea here. You have some Aries energy here, Mercury and Mars and Aries. Those are in your 10th house. Now, a lot of people are going to see you as a pretty outspoken person or a pretty energetic person outwardly, because that's probably in your 10th house, 9th and 10th house. And
okay.
So if you're not putting out this, it's a leadership energy, and so is Cancer for that matter. They're cardinal signs. Cardinal meaning they're more leadership oriented. They're going to show the way in their own respective function. Aries is an initiator. I don't know if you've caught yourself initiating projects with people. maybe get some modulations back from the world around you about what you've done. But if you haven't, you need to look into that direction, because the 10th house is the house of recognition and culmination. And so the Mercury and the Mars there, I mean, that's a pretty powerful combo there. I mean, and then you have a Venus in Leo. Okay, that's going to be in your, probably in your second house, because you have Cancer rising. Leo comes after Cancer in the zodiac. So Venus being there, you get this, I bet people feel pretty warm around you with having a Cancer sun and a Venus in Leo. So that's your personal feeling sense self, in the sense of how people feel around you, how you feel outwardly. Leo's a very expansive sign. That's the sign. Leo's ruled by the sun. Okay, so that warmth of the sun is going to come through your Venus in Leo, and then your Cancer sensitivity. You've really got a pretty nice setup. It should be. Do you have anything you would like to say about anything?
That's cool.
Well, so you just got your chart. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you haven't really looked at it that close. I haven't. You also have a Jupiter, the expansive planet in the zodiac, the biggest planet in the zodiac, it is also in Aries. So if you're, that's potentially in your ninth and tenth house there with the Mars and the Mercury. This is kind of like you, Sharon. Sharon's in Aries with Jupiter and Mercury in Aries, and man, she can wrap it. Very, very energetic, you know, out there in the world, initiating projects. This is just part of the initiating energy of Aries. Okay, so even though you're a Cancer rising, don't become over reticent about getting out and being involved out there. You got some really nice aspects here. Your Venus in Leo is probably trining, which is 120 degrees from your planets in Aries in the 10th. So this makes for a really good fiery expression. And what type of work are you involved in?
I'm at home, just raising my son.
Okay. All right. So I'm pretty sure you're probably pretty good at it, because of the Cancer. And you've got high ambitions for them. So wherever we are and our energies are what they are, they can be applied to any situation. It does not matter. So you giving them the warmth and the internal security for themselves with that Venus and Leo and the Cancer sun, that's very important. Everybody has to do that for the children. So, do you mind giving me any of your information on your chart as far as the time and the place?
California, 10:33 a.m.
10:33 a.m. And what town in California?
Oakland.
Okay. Well, I can potentially, I've got your number. I can potentially get back with you after I laid out your chart. We can talk about it if you want to.
Okay.
So I've got all the information I need to do a chart. So since you just got it, it's kind of hard. I can give you some of the general direction of your energy flows there. And if you wanted to get into any more of a detailed idea, I can call you back, since I'm assuming this is your number here on the screen, if that's okay with you. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sharon, you want to talk? talk about anything else? We got a few more minutes here, Tasha. You can stay on.
Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you for calling us today. And our show is coming to an end. And we thank you. And we hope that all of our listeners today found a way to look more deeply with more meaning
to their astrology and realize that there's basically two arcs of looking at it. That which is, you know, mundane and not
tell you
a whole
lot.
And that which is much
more connected
with
who you
who
really
are,
how
power
you
really have,
and
the weakness you are attempting
really
to really build up for a greater strength
to bring
you closer to being in harmony with living within the way the divine intended for you to be here living and expressing that
great
power
of divinity that
rests in your heart and future heart and is the very reason here. You know, and with, for example, just as a quick close out, you know, hearing about all that various damaging and you phrase
like
just raise my son. Well, there is no
just
raise
the son.
It's a
huge,
magnificent challenge. Job all in itself.
And you may find that you don't, I'm just throwing this out, I don't know that this is the case, but
just to make parallel understanding, if you did not like
and think
and
that
think
your
that
child is getting the
quality
of education
at
school,
well,
all
that
energy
you have
can
make
you
a strong
advocate
for not only your son,
but
other children, that they actually clean up their act and start providing the type of appropriate education they need to do. Or you might start doing some things to fill in those voids yourself, for yourself and maybe other children. So
it all depends
on other things in your chart
to say
what your
inclinations
are and your talents lean towards.
But
that was just an idea of saying how your sensitivity can pick up that things aren't right. And if you start thinking in terms of your skills, you might start saying, well, what could I do to maybe rectify
or
make things better for others?
Because
I picked this up, I see it, I know, I understand. And it just helps guide you so that you are really more coherent and cohesive as who you are in your life.
I want to thank
you for
calling
in today
to the edge of
truth.
And thank all
and
of our
all
listeners
our
for listening today to
today
the truth.
Truth.
And think
more
about who
you are.
It's always going to bring you closer to Gnosis. We're kicking the belief to the curb as we're bringing Gnosis to the forefront of who we are. Because that is the true power of moving into what
astrology tells
us is going on to the world
right
now.
We're moving
into
Aquarius. And every sign
has
a picture,
has a symbol
that
gives
us clues symbolically as to its nature and what it's doing. And of course, Aquarius is going
forth,
which means new ideas,
grander
sights, understanding
our
emotions, tying ourselves together in a way that is very beautiful, and being perceiving of others. It's all
involvement
fits into one beautiful puzzle, so to speak, a beautiful picture. Thank you.
Okay, I'll get back with you, Tasha. I'll get back with you, Tasha. I got your number.
Okay.
And that was Oakland where you were born, right?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All righty. Well, it's great to have you on the Edge of Truth, and we will get back on the show next week. Happy to have all of you with us.
We air every Sunday at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Central Time. Take care. Till next week.
Okay.
On the Edge of Truth.
Thank you, Tasha.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.